WRFV 702 monitoring.
Good morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10.
Well, good morning, 810. How are we doing on this fine, fine, chilly day?
Chilly about sums up. At least it's nice and sunny, so that's something, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely heard that. What's your location, by the way? I'm over here east of Franklin, over here in the Thumb.
Okay, you're not terribly far. I'm over here just south of Saginaw, headed into Saginaw right now.
Oh, copy that, Saginaw, yeah. Well, must be working today, huh?
Nah, I work overnight. I got some appointments and stuff to do today, and actually I got a couple days off, so trying to cram everything in there.
Sounds like you got my schedule. I work the graveyard shift myself, and I get Sunday nights and Monday nights off, so this is my weekend, too. I got some appointments. I'm supposed to go get my oil changed, and I got to go get a blood draw from my friendly local doctor, so fun, fun, fun.
Yeah, I work graveyard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I do a turnaround on Sunday and do a second shift on Sunday. And then off Monday, Tuesday. So I need to rethink all these appointments on my days off. It feels like I'm just wasting them.
Sounds like you do security guard work or something. That's what I'm doing.
No, I do a night audit at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, they do a lot of them turnaround shifts. Where I work, too. I work in Saginaw there at the Michigan Sugar Factory.
Make sure nobody steals all that sugar, huh?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Some of the jokers we get trying to get into that place. But, yeah, got to keep America's sugar supply up and running. Keep all them diabetics happy.
Service.
Roger that. What hotel do you work at, may I ask?
Baymont over in Bridgeport.
Oh, roger that. Yeah. That's not a bad place. Not bad at all.
We keep it pretty tight around there. We don't really have any issues. I mean, once in a while, you're going to get a knucklehead, but, you know, you're out on the outskirts of Sagnastic, so what do you expect?
Yeah, that's true, too. Bridgeport's not what it used to be. But, yeah, you're going to get knuckleheads wherever you go, I suppose. Nothing new.
I used to manage two hotels down in Indiana that was right in the middle of Crackville, USA, so, you know, pretty much anything that happens up here, you know, I can handle it without an ounce of problem.
Nothing like experience, you know, that's just it, you know, experience makes a difference.
Yeah, definitely does. My experience has always just been, it's, you know, no matter what somebody's doing, no matter how bad they're acting, how you treat them is going to depend on, you know, that's going to be dependent on what the outcome is going to be. When I was in Indiana, oftentimes people started getting a little out of control, were doing a little bit too much, and, you know, you just go talk to them and just tell them, hey, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen, you know, just kind of giving you guys a heads up, or I'll work with you kind of a thing, even if you don't really like what they're doing, and, you know, most of the time they respect that, and, you know, when it gets too much, to, you know, you tell them they'll go about their business, and that's pretty much the end of it.
Yeah, that sounds like the training they give us, too. You just kind of talk to them calmly, talk to them one-on-one, treat them like a respectful human being, try not to talk down to them and try to de-escalate.
That's really what it is, and, you know, I mean, in your position, I don't know if you have other people working in your capacity on your shift or not, but at least, you know, you got people around, you know, in the hotel industry, oftentimes, you know, you're there by yourself, you ain't got nobody to have your back for you.
No, we usually run two-man teams, so there's always someone there, got your back. We're not allowed to carry any kind of weapons, of course. We're not police. We're there to observe and report and try to deter. But mostly it's just kids, you know, dinking around. This summer, when it was hot out, kids are running the streets. You'd be surprised that all nights and hours that these kids run. I don't know where parents are, but they're out there at all hours.
According to the internet, parents are leaving their kids to go run out of state to meet people on Hinge and all these other things.
Yep, my parenting's gone out the window from what it was when I grew up.
Well, when I grew up, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I just turned 54. We were allowed to run around, but it was a different kind of running around than what it is today. You know, you're running around with other kids, and you're going to the park or the playground or the schoolyard or whatever to go play, and then you come home. You know, nowadays it's just run around and cause trouble.
Yeah, I just turned 63, so yeah, I know what you mean. We were allowed to run around the neighborhood. I grew up in town, and we were allowed to run around until the street lights came on. That was around in the summer, of course, around 9-ish. So, yep, again.
Sometimes we weren't even allowed to come home until the street lights came on. Nowadays, my six-year-old throws a fit if the internet goes down for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I got three grandkids myself, and I always ask them, don't you guys ever go outside and play? They'd rather sit there and play on their devices, you know?
I hate it. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah, I heard that. It's a new world. I'll tell you, it's, you used to have to drag us back in the house, you know, but it's just the opposite nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm all for them having a little bit of time, you know, to just kind of unwind and relax and get lost in their own little worlds. I know I enjoy it, so I don't want to deprive them of that, but, you know, I think 3-4 hours a day is way too excessive.
Yeah, I give them an hour or two in the evening, maybe an hour or two morning tops. I agree. There's much more to this world than sitting there playing on a gadget.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, half the time at work, that's all I do is sit there all night and watch freaking stupid stuff on the internet just because there's nothing else to do. But, I mean, I don't know how the kids do it because I get tired of it real quick.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. I've got many other hobbies. ID time, WRFE 702. Back to you.
I just got a better HD for my collection, so I got picked up a Motorola not too long ago, so I can hit the Saginaw machine relatively decently from work. Kind of hard to hit anything from inside the building, but yeah, I take that with me. I take the scanner with me and just kind of listen to what's going on, and that's how I pass the time.
Well, we're quite close, relatively speaking, but you're sounding great. What are you talking on right there?
I'm in the mobile right now. I got a Motorola CDM1550LX that I'm running.
Oh, fantastic. What kind of antenna? Is it Niyoga or Niyoga? I forget what they call the darn thing.
You're thinking of Nagoya, and no, where did I get off of? Got it off of eBay or something, one of those shops on eBay.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with the tram. We used to, a lot of guys used to run trams back in the CB radio days. I played a lot with them in the 70s and 1980s there, and a lot of guys run them trams. They used to run a lot of juice and things.
Shakespeare Skipper Big Stick up on the base there, along with the Cobra 2000 that was opened up. So, yeah, those were the days. I got a CB here in the car every once in a while. I got a buddy that runs a shop over here in Bridgeport, so I talk to him and a couple of his buddies every once in a blue moon, but mostly it just sits there and looks pretty and collects dust.
Sounds like you're talking about Mr. Strickland over there. I was just brain blocking, trying to think of his first name. Was it Terry? I forgot already.
Hey, you're close, Tony.
That's it, Tony. Yes. Yeah, I've been over there several times. He helped me install one in my truck a couple years ago and stuff. I had a little Texas Star helper underneath the dash there, and what was that thing called? A dog? I forgot the name of the radio. They don't make them anymore. They're always Magnum. Magnum 1, they called them.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, he's done a lot on what he's done. He's been having a lot of health issues and stuff, but, he's still alive and kicking. It was about 2 weeks ago I went over there to see him.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. I got out of the whole CB thing. I had a good old Antron 99 on my roof here with a Ranger RCI 2950 sitting on the bench with a little, just a little meter, power supply, nothing fancy. But the skip is rolling really good these last couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun talking all over the place. I didn't catch your full numbers. What's your full call sign again?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First name is Paige. Papa Alpha India Golf Echo. And I'm going to need to kind of cut this off here because I just arrived at my destination. But it was a pleasure chatting with you. And, you're vocal. Definitely hope to do it again.
Oh, sounds like fun, Paige. Look me up again. I'm always sitting here yanking on my little handheld. WRFV 702, first personals, Ken. Kilo Echo November. And we'll talk again soon. I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that, Ken. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy your day off as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be clear.